I'd like to go over a little bit from yesterday. I think we rushed toward the end of Shir to go over a couple of nekudos relating to Rashi and Tosfos in terms of Asiyu Beitrei, and then we'll go on to Mirth Hashem to Tosfos Omshat. So Rashi, the Gemara gives a nafkamina between Rabba and Rava. The first of the three nafkaminas is Asiyu Beitrei. Two people bring the get from Medina Sayam. According to Rabba, they also have to say Befanai, even though there are two of them, but because the problem of Lishma still exists. According to Rava, there's no reason to have them say Befanai, and the question is exactly why not. So the way Rashi explains it, the way Tosfos quotes Rashi, let's start with that. Tosfos says, because the problem according to Rava is Ein Edim Tzilin L'Kaimo, Ego Yikaimuhu. So you have the two Edim right here, and therefore you'll have your kiyum through them. Asks Tosfos, number one, how do you know they'll be around when the time is right for them to step in and neutralize the Iri HaBali? I mean, right now they're here, but the point being that they should be Muslim and then. And second kasha is, why does it have to be that they both brought the get? As long as you know, you have two people here who are Makid the Hasimos. These are the two kashas that Tosfos asks. The Rush adds another two kashas. The third of the kashas that the Rush asks is, where do we know? It doesn't sound like, doesn't say anywhere that they know the Hasimos. The assumption, obviously, is within Rashi's shot as taken, as understood by Tosfos and the Rush, that it must be that they know the Hasimos. Otherwise, what have you gained by saying that there are two people who they can't mekayim if they know the Hasimos? The Rush has a fourth kasha, and that's going to be based on what we're going to see, Tosfos Omshat, the Pshat of the Riva, which relies on the Sugya Daf Hei. So we'll wait for that part of Tosfos, and then we have to figure out an answer for Rashi regarding that Sugya too. How does that square with what Rashi says? But we began to notice, looking carefully at Rashi Daf Tezayin, Rashi says a few things over there that relate to at least one of the kashas of Tosfos, and by extension, we can begin to resolve the other kashas. So let's repeat quickly what we went over yesterday. Rashi says, initially, the point of, if you have two people, so there's no problem in Edom and Kaimo because Hare Edom and Kaimo. Now, those words are not identical to Tosfos' words of Ego Yikaimuhu. Without looking too closely, okay, it's basically saying the same thing in different words. But upon further analysis, maybe Rashi didn't mean what Tosfos took Rashi to mean. Rashi goes on with the question. So if you have the Shnayim, so why does it have to be that the Shnayim Shluchim? Umaisa, if you have a situation of one Shliach, but what if you have Umaisa? Possibility, Edom Mitzvah L'Kaimah. So why does it have to be Shnayim Shluchim? And if we can add to that, Anamed Aleph, and also Rashi Bayas emphasizes, not just Shnayim Shluchim, but what else does Rashi say has to be? Yotze Mitachas Yidei Shnayim. Again, Rashi says it here. And Rashi is saying it, obviously, based on the Lashon HaGemara Tazayin. Rashi gives the answer because it's low plug. Rashi's Mayrach. Rashi says that you wouldn't be able to discern necessarily that there's something unique about the fact that a lot of people are coming to accompany the Shliach. And therefore, they're going to come to think that you never need Befanai. Masha Ein Kein, Shneim Shluchim. Shneim Adukim is a situation that stands out, and therefore, Lo Achmur Rabbanan, therefore, that's an exception. We already should point out, we already said this at the end of yesterday, L'chayra Tosfos Kasha is somewhat similar, but not identical to Rashi. Right? Tosfos says, Shneim in Ashuk. Right? And we could say, well, okay, but Lo Pluk. But Tosfos didn't imagine a teretz of Lo Pluk, and his kasha was Shnayim and Ashuk. Rashi, when he explains the Lo Pluk, he doesn't speak about a Lo Pluk of Shnayim and Ashuk. That didn't even enter into Rashi's radar to think about Shnayim and Ashuk. That apparently Rashi didn't even consider. Rashi was only considering the possibility of one Shliach with an entourage versus two Shluchim. My nafkamina? Rashi says there is a nafkamina. When it's one Shliach with an entourage, you wouldn't necessarily see that as a distinct case, and therefore you could come and the machzer even when he comes by himself. Mashaikin shnayim sheviu shnayim adukim. That's a unique situation that stands out. That doesn't go under the lopug. So Rashi had a teretz of lopug to the kasha that Tosis sort of asks. Tosis couldn't consider the issue of lopug as a teretz. Tosis speaks about it in terms of shnayim and ashuk, and Rashi didn't even mention anything like that at all. Okay, so this gave us an opening to begin to explain something in Rashi that is not how Tosis understood Rashi, but then we took it a step further in terms of the underlying mechanics and the lumdus as well. So this is the pshat that we said over Rav Nachum, that Rashi never meant, and this is now going to come back and answer kasha number one and kasha number three. Right? Rashi never meant that you're going to have kiyum. You're going to... Oh, thank you so much. That's for me. Shukaya, thank you very much. Okay, thank you. Okay. Rashi never meant that we know that that these Edim or these Shluchim are aware of the Chasimus. Rashi never said that. There's no indication that we know that they know the Chasimus. So, what's Pshat Rashi? Rashi doesn't say Eliyahu Kaimuhu. Rashi says Hare Edim and Sinu Kaimu. So the way that Rav Nachum explained it is like this. There was a takana of the Fanai because Shema Yavo Abal V'Yarer, and then there'll be a problem of ego and we won't know what to do. She'll be stuck. She'll have to be tasting. So we want to have an arrangement that would be able to defend the Isha and her becoming Gureshes from the Ira Abal. Correct. So we don't know what's going to be later, so therefore we have a decoration of the Fanai and we're Maimed the Shliach. Good. However, Bamed Bamamurim, when did we make this takana? After all, who knows if the Baal is going to be Ma'ar? It's all question. And okay, but we want to be able to consider the possibility that he might be Ma'ar. So when did we make this takana? If we don't see any in front of us, any Mahalach, any possibility that could lead down the road to a kiyum that's going to neutralize and counter the Ira Baal. So Stoma de Milsaf, you have again Medina Sayam, Mishliach. So Medina Sayam, there aren't Sayoris Mitzios from there to Eretz Yisrael. So we don't really see any path forward that would help the situation if the Baal is Ma'arer. So Metakin Befana. However, if you have a situation where the shluchim, there are two shluchim, not one. So the Havas Haget has built into it a possible path. Now, we really don't know if they know the Chasimus. We don't know if they're going to be around when we need them. True. But they might be available, and they might know the Chasimus. That efsharut, that possibility is enough for the Chachamim to say that's called Eid Mitzuyin L'Kaimo. In other words, the Takana according to Rava, Eid Mitzuyin L'Kaimo is absent any way forward that we can imagine that there could be a solution down the road. As long as there is some way that we can imagine, again, does we know what the likelihood is? No. I can't give you the number. But we don't know that it's impossible. I shouldn't say that. We never know anyway. It could always be Aiden, even if you don't. But Lamaisa, as far as we can see, in a normal situation, we have the situation. We don't see any possibility, anything that we could look to as a solution. Mila, there's a takana. Wait. So, therefore, that's what Rashi's saying. That answers the kasha of to be kippah talilu, right? They're not around. Who knows if they'll be around, but they might be around. Right? So, that's good enough that there was no takana. What about the chasimos? Doesn't say no the chasimos? It's true. We don't know if they know the chasimos, but they might. They're coming from Medina Sayan. It's also good enough. And the question of Tosa Shnayim and Ashuk, you see, that didn't even enter Rashi's mind. Why? Because for that, for sure, we would say what? There's nothing different about the Havas Haget if there's Shnayim and Ashuk. That's not, that doesn't relate to the situation in front of us. That's for sure a lopluk. That's nothing to talk about. Rashi had to speak about it. But what if you have something built in to the Havas Haget that you can now wrap your head around and say, oh, I see this Havas Haget is something that stands out about it. After all, it's not just one person by himself. It's one person with a whole entourage, one person with a companion. So maybe that should be enough to be able to be motzi this from the normal category of having to require the Shliach to say b'fanai, because I have here my mahalach, I see a path forward that we can solve it. if the path is extrinsic to the hava, then there's nothing. The Rashi didn't even pose the question. The Rashi only had to pose the question vis-a-vis lo shna bam chaburas anashim l'bayichidi. Rashi says afal b'kein. Do you really know the fine print? Do you really know the difference? It doesn't necessarily stand out in the same way. It could also be a more likely situation, and one case to the other could be confused. However, if you have a case of shnayim sheviu and shnayim adukim in the get, this situation by itself stands out in such a unique way that, therefore, because we see the mahalach that could ultimately result in us in a kiyum, therefore lo tiknu b'chal. Now, how does this contrast to Tosfos and how he understood Rashi, I should say? And the answer is because Tosfos didn't understand, couldn't fathom what we just said. It just seems a little bit odd and far-fetched because this mahalach, possibly that's enough not to make the takana, that Tosfos didn't think of such an approach. That's not the way he read Rashi. Tosfos took Rashi to mean like the word state, Eloi Kaimu. In other words, I have to have right here ready to counter the Arabel. I have my neutralizing counterforce to the Baalim Ma'ar. I can pull out the Eidim. Eilu Yikaimuhu. Shnaim Sheviu. Har Eidim Tzuna Kaimo of Rashi to Tosfos meant Eilu Yikaimuhu. Ask Tosfos. Question number one. How do you know? They're not going to, you don't know, you're not tracking them with a GPS mechanism where they're going, and you can always, how do you know where they are? You can't, he's going to go here, there, and then they're going to be wherever, and you're not going to know where they are. You can't know. So how do you have your sure kiyum that you can fall back on? And then the Rashi's question, and how do you know they're the chasimus? Doesn't say they know the chasimus. And the other question, if you're really saying that you have your kiyum ready, so the kiyum can be ready in a lot of forms. It doesn't have to be shnayim shulchan. You could have shnayim min ashuk, meaning they never came from Medinas Hayam, but they used to live in Medinas Hayam. You know their old residence. They happen to know the chasimas. Therefore, I have my kiyum ready. That's Tosfos. We took it a step further. And this is why Tosfos couldn't think in terms of lopuk. Because Rashi did say a lopuk, right? And we said in Tosfos' case, it's certainly a lopuk. Rashi only had to consider a case of chaburas anashim. I says that's also a lopuk. And the answer is because there's another basic difference between Rashi and Tosfos in the reason why you don't have to say Befanai in the case of Asiyu Beitrei. Again, Tosfos meaning Tosfos within Rashi. The way we said in Rashi is not the pshat that I have fulfilled the takana. No way. It's that the takana was never created for such a scenario. It's the exception to the rule. Lo kan, lo tiknu. Right? The only metakein if we don't see the efsharut, as we explained, that there could be a kiyum later on. If we see on the horizon a possible solution, a possible way that there's going to be kiyum, lo tiknu, so that it's mamish of exception, there was no takan, period. Whereas, according to Tosfos, we might want to explain it like this. It's not that when you have your available kiyum in the form of these people who are shulchan, that there was no takana before. Rather something else. It's that, what was the notion of the Fanai? In other words, to be able to head off the ear of the Baal. So the Shliach is going to, because of that Baal Kibbe Ma'ara, so the Shliach is going to be there and declare the Fanai, and then the Baal won't have a Kochti Ma'ara. So another variation of that is to say, not that I have the Shliach saying the Fanai right now to preempt the Baal's ear, or rather to have something ready in hand to access at a moment's notice, when the Baal's Ma'ara, boom, I have my kiyum. So what is that? That's another way of fulfilling the takana. In other words, not that the takana wasn't made in that situation, but the takana has been fulfilled in a variation of saying b'fanai. The equivalent of saying b'fanai now is to have my kiyum ready in hand. Tosfos asks, but how do you know you'll have it in hand? And if it's about that, then it could just as well be not shnayim shvuchim, but shnayim and ashuk. If the makir the chasimus, I have my kiyum waiting in hand. And therefore, to answer lopug is a non-answer. Why? What does lopug mean? That I have an exceptional case that the takana shouldn't have been made. The takana was made for 99 cases. It's made for the 100th case as well. Lopug. The takana is not going to have an exception. But if I have a different model. This is not about a case that the takana wasn't made. This is a fulfillment of the takana, Rebbe say, right? So then there's no answer to lopuk. In other words, the point is that fulfills the takana. So everyone here, that's clear why the answer of Lopug did not speak to Tosis as he read Rashi. Then the very last thing at the very end of Shir, just to quickly go over, maybe why Rashi couldn't imagine that the issue is about fulfilling the Takana, but rather it's about the Takana never was made, might have to do with another issue that we touched on day one, relating to the Sugya Daf Hei of the days. In the context of what we saw there, if the person did, the Shliach did not say Befanai. So according to our mayor, that because Midrabanan is a Takana Befanai, it's going to mean he's Misham Mabesh Tav HaChamim, and if she subsequently gets married, has a child, have Lad Mamzer, that's Rav Meir. The Chachamim disagree. They don't say have Lad Mamzer. But what we noted is, the way the Ran explained, and it's Meduik as well, and Rashi as well, when the Gemara talks about the Chachamim, the Gemara asks, and because he didn't say Befanai, have Lad Mamzer, how could it be? So the Ran adds, and the Rashi is also mashma that way, after all, he said it afterwards. So the Gemara answers, yeah, but Rav Meir holds, if you Mishan Mabea, you're supposed to say it not afterwards, before. But the Chachamim don't go as far as Rav Meir. So why is it better for the Chachamim? Because he said it afterwards. What if he didn't say it afterwards? Remember that diuk? Yeah? So what did we, again, see that hey, we'll see that hey, but what did we glean from that? That the at least according to Rashi and the Ran, the Takana Befanai wasn't just the technical halacha that the Shliach has to say Befanai, but it brings with it now, creates with the Takana, comes with the Takana that we are now choshesh, that there could be an issue with the get. So we've created a problem and we're dealing with the problem at the same time. So everything is bon keach. In other words, the Takana brings with it a makom lachush, that now if there isn't going to be some verification, we have cause to suspect an issue here. But the Befanai, the Takana itself, which brought about the chashash, has solved it with the Namanas granted the Befanai. And that's why, even though the Chacham don't say that if you change, you deviate in terms of the sequence and you say it afterwards, it's not Vlad Mamza, but if you didn't say it at all, then you're left with the issue of the problem of the chashash that's created. That's what explained why the Ran had to discuss, if you remember, Shliach HaKabbalah, and why there's no Din of Befanai, because you're not afraid that the Baal is Ma'arer, therefore there's no Takan to begin with. But other than that, you'd have to have the issue because it relates to the kashrus of the get at the end of the day. Once there's if there would be a takana, it would impact on whether we can consider the get to be kashrus. Okay, so let's just finish up. So if this is true, then obviously, what cannot serve as a fulfillment of the takana? The fact that there's an imminent kiyum. Because if the takana is defined as a package, not just the technical requirement of the Befanai, but that with that there is now room for us to suspect that there's an issue with the get. So the fact that there will be kiyum available at a drop of a hat when the Baal's Ma'arer, but meanwhile, if there's a takana in place, then there would be automatically a problem right now because maybe it's not a good get. Elamai for Tosus to say that this could be fulfillment of the takana, and that's why you can't talk about lo plug, because you fulfill takana, that would mean that the takana exhausts itself in just simply the fact that he should say Befanai, or its equivalent. But it doesn't bring with it this extra layer of chashash, because if it did, then how could you go forward without having the actual kiyum being done? To say that having the available kiyum substitutes for the Befanai is to suggest that you haven't solved the problem if there was a problem beyond the requirement. The requirement is just that you say it, so you can say it's, I'm ready to have the kiyum when the time comes. But if there's now, if the Befanai brought with it a chashash inherent in the get, because we want now to be choshesh, we need their verification. Then the fact that we could verify it might not be sufficient. So Rashi l'shitaso couldn't learn the pshat that Tosis attributes to Rashi, and Tosis, at least within this point in Tosis, might suggest that the Takana was just a Takana. Now, you have no Raya Maskana, Tosis is going to work with a whole other pshat, so you can't necessarily draw conclusions, but this was the last leg, the last Nikuda that we brought out yesterday. So that's basically what we're holding now at the pshat of the Riva. Okay, a couple of people had questions, I don't remember the order anymore, so I lost track. Anyone know? Aaron, who's first?
Yeah, I have a question.
Paddy's fifth. Okay, go. Yeah.
Yesterday, I was asking Rebbe about like how could Rebbe Nachum call it the option
that's
matzui. The word. I don't know.
Okay,
don't
listen. You have a right to think so. I'm Rebbe
Nachum. I don't think Rebbe Nachum's saying that. I think the way I saw Rebbe Nachum is that he says the takana was.
He said
the takana is only bevadai when we know for sure they're not going to be here at all. But he doesn't say that it has to be matzui.
No, I didn't say it's matzui. But Rashi's Lashon, if you can't get away from the fact that you have to still fit into Lashon Rashi. Rashi's Lashon, was it here or in Tazayin? Tazayin for sure, he says. Was over here? Yeah. Right here. Here as well. Had Rehem et Suyin L'Kaim. Right? And now it's Tav Zayin as well, he says. We are in Amal Aleph. We're in Tazayin Amal Aleph.
And I don't know how you could say
that
for Rav Nachum. How could you say it's
matzli? Okay, so the answer is that the matzli is a looser word. It's not matzli doesn't. I know. If you want to be a purist about the word matzli, then you're right. This does not sound like it's a matzli. If you don't know, some things you don't know about the pasuk. Yeah, Rashi is just using the term that Rava uses and applying it to a situation. Yeah, it's a pshat that's pshat mechudash. I agree. It's not the way that most achronim or certainly the rishonim took Rashi. It's just a way to resolve Rashi, and you don't like it. Not, you're entitled to not like the pshat. The Chemda Shlomo had a different way. He wanted to learn that Rashi, the answer to his kasha, that the vow is not ma'ar because he thinks maybe he knows the chasimos, maybe they know him, he won't bother to be ma'ar. And then as far as he wants to say at the end, Rashi means like Tosas Shul on the Shulchan, which is very hard to say. Rashi doesn't say a word about that, but that's how he wants to learn Rashi. Rashi really means what Tosas is. We have to deal with Daf Hey in any case. That's a different Gemara, but we'll have to answer for Rashi from that. But this is where we are at this point. Okay, Natan, yeah.
When we said to Ron earlier, didn't we explain that the reason why he doesn't just answer the tishul that it's a shayla kavala, therefore it's not shaya to the kamesh gershin because there's like this additional hashash.
Right? That's it.
But Rashi here only is saying that since it beats the little plug, it's not shaya to the takana.
If there's no takana, it's no hashash either.
Right, but he doesn't. But then why did the Ron just say it's shayla kavala? Therefore, there shouldn't be a hashash because there's no takana.
No. So, because we explained that the takana, the matbea is not the maisa gerish anymore. The matbea is that the get needs to have a certification. The get has function as a device to create the kinyan, the gerish in itself, and the get also serves as a raya. So, on both of those counts, a get to serve in either of those capacities needs to have the certification of the shliach. So, therefore, were there to be a din by shliach kabbalah of the fanai. And it could have been, because then it wouldn't be able to serve as a raya if there was a takana. Then you would have a problem in the raya of the get. But given the fact that the Ran Svara holds that the only reason they made a takana was because the Baal might be ma'ar, and that it's only going to be when he knows it's not fera kamplei, he's not yet a gerish, and he gave it to Shliach Halacha. So that's when they made the takana, and that's where everything flows from that. Shliach Kabbalah, where he knows it's already gureshes right now, so then he's not giving ma'ar, therefore there was no takana, therefore there's no chash, and therefore nothing, everything follows from that. But were there to be a takana, the takana would be that the get, for whatever it serves, whatever its capacity, needs to have the kashra stamp of the shliach's declaration.
Oh, so the second part of the Ram wasn't about
the Ram was just trying to say there was never a takana made. So then, again, same thing over here in our Rashi. In other words, when we talk about a case of a lope that doesn't go into the lope plug, the case of Asyo Beitrei, so the point is now there's no takana. If there's no takana, there's no chash. But I was saying, to say that I served the fulfillment of the takana by doing something short of a kiyum, that's not possible for Rashi, because if the takana, by definition, brings with it a chash, then you have to solve it. You can't just get close enough to solve it and say that suffices, that satisfies the takana. The takana brought with it a need to verify. You need to have the verification, not the verification available when it will come. But if it's just about having verification, not creating chashos, but just simply being able to counter the baal, so that you could say having the edim in hand is good enough. But Rashi, again, was saying never really said that. So therefore, Rashi never had to talk about that they know the chasimos. Again, Mechem Dashom also agreed to that. He just thought that therefore the baal will be ma'ar. That's how he went with it. So Rashi never says that they know the chasimos. The Rishonim attribute to Rashi that they know the chasimos. So then, where does it say they know the chasimos? And how you know they're going to stick around and so on? What's the pshat of Tosfos, the Riva? New pshat. And really, Tosus has a Gemara that he's going to see as supporting his pshat, and that's what Nakashas at the Rosh asks on Rashi from that Gemara. Says Tosus, Mefarish Riva, Nupshat, D'yasua Beitrei, the Amri, Shabal Sholcham. Unlike Rashi, we're not talking about they're going to be mekayim the get, but you have something equivalent, similar to that, the dummy lemekoyim of Tosis before. What is it that they say? Habal Sholcha. The Baal sent us as shluchim to bring the get to the isha, and if they say that, the sulo mehem and lomer shlo shalachtim. And if they say that, then he's not believed to challenge them and say, I didn't send them. And Tosis brings the Gemara, Dochemino Kaman, we'll wait for a second. The Gemara in a second. Well, just to pause for a second and now. What is he saying? That they declare Habal Sholcha. To who? To Beis Din. Oh, interesting. Tosis didn't say that. But Chayra, what do you say? Where are they going to say it to? The Magid Mishnah quotes it, like what you guys said, that's what he quotes when he brings the pshat of the Rishonim, this pshat of the Riva, in Gerushin, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yudalid, Hashnaim she'evil get b'chutz l'aretz, ha'bishalom nechta v'nechta b'fneim, says the Rambam, ho v'nastu lem aval lit nalishta, ha're el nogin, ha're nosim lo v'tiyah megoreshes. Lashon Rambam is Sheherei in a bal yochel la'arav begedze api she'en lekuyim Sheherei shluchav heim edav. And the Rambam quotes the Gemara Daf Heish Ilu Am Hashnayim Bifneim Nisgarsha Harizim Legreshes. Now the Rambam's pshat in that Gemara, we have to wait maybe for Daf Hei, it's a whole inyan. But in this, on this Rambam, the Magid Mishnah quotes the issues. First of all, the Rashi and Daf Tezayin Shnayim Adukim. But then he brings Tosfos and the Rashi disagrees. And you see why. Rashi needed, this is the other issue of Adukim. Why did Rashi say Adukim? Because Rashi needed the case to be unusual the way we explained. So it has to be something unusual. But Tosfos, nothing to do with that. Shnei Adukim is Lav Dafka, Tosfos says, Tezayin. Tosfos works with Sugya Dafhei, and Tezayin is no different than that. It's not Adukim. So says the Magid Mishnah, explaining this sheet of the Rashi, which is our Tosfos, Lav Dafka Adukim, Elish is Shneim Shulchin, Ushneim Yom with the base in Shem Shulchin. Yeah. Not only that, he continues this. And what if it wasn't Shneim Shulchin, but if it was one being a Shriach and the other one says, and I know that he's a Shriach. What about that? Would it be any different? So two Edom are saying that we have a Shriach Agerish, it means the Baal gave the get to this person to give the woman. So what does that accomplish? The same thing as Shneim Shluch. As long as the other one can echo and say, yeah, I know he was a Shluch, I saw it. So what does this accomplish? The Baal's Taina is what? The era Baal is, as Rashi puts the words of, what is the Taina's Mizuiv, as Rashi says over here? Yavo Baal V'ar V'lomar what? Lokisaf. It means it came from some other source. I didn't write the get. That's the Taina's Mizuiv. So all you really need to counter that is these two Edom saying that it's not so. He gave us the get. We're shluchim of the Baal. So to say we're shluchim of the Baal accomplishes the same thing as what? Eskiv. Now, we'll see how Tosis quotes the Gemara Daf Hei as a support to this. But this is the pshat of the Riva. Where they say it, Magid Mishnah says, based it, it could be there's other... Some achronim possibly could learn. Maybe if it's not a gemar hadavar, maybe you don't need to say in Beis Din. You'll have to see. Maybe we got a yachad and b'suin these and yanim. Sometimes, not everything has to be in front of Beis Din. But for now, we'll take the Magid Mishnah. They said it by Beis Din. They're neman as edim to say anu shluchim, or one could say about the other, and they both say this Reuven is a shliach of the Baal, and that gives them nemanus. Because the Taina Sabal is Mizuya if it didn't come from me, and they're responding that we're Shluchim. So obviously, it's not Mizuya. So when Tosus said this, to step back again to the previous Tosus, Tosus asked, why didn't the Gemara give enough Gemina of what? Ashtam Mekuyim, again Mekuyim, Mika Benayim. And what did Tosfos answer? That's Bechal, Asur Betray, what? The Dami Lemekuyim. What did Tosfos have in mind? How is Asur Betray Dami Lemekuyim? What did Tosfos have in mind in the previous Tosfos? This Peshat of the Riva. In other words, the Shluchim saying, we are Shluchim, the Edim saying, as Edus, we're Shluchim and being believed against the Baal, that is the equivalent, Dami Lemekuyim, because Kiyum says it wasn't Mezuyah. To say that we're Shluchim means it was written by the Baal, it wasn't come from another source, that's Dami Lemekuyim. The truth is that whereas the way we learned Rashi, for example, is it any Shaychus to Mekuyim? According to Rashi, why is Asur Betray no Befanai? The way we explain Rashi? Because in this situation, they never were metaking Befanai because you see an Efshir, that's not Dami Lemekuyim, that's far from Mekuyim. It's just that we can see the possibility, so they were not attacking. Possibly within Tosis' take on Rashi, you could probably also fit it in. Because Tosis' take on Rashi was, Ewa Yikaimuhu. So if you want, you could say the Dami Lemekuyim goes within Rashi as Tosis understood Rashi, but certainly it goes according to the Riva. That's what Tosis' Dami Lemekuyim was before. But Tosis has now arrived from that take, Daniel and Yehudaya.
It didn't sound like to me from Tosis that it's Ki'ilu Mekuyim. Sounds like the Dami
Lemekuyim. Dami Lemekuyim is right, because it's not Kiyum Mamish, but it accomplishes what Kiyum accomplishes.
So there's an Afkamina,
would she be able to collect her Ksuba with this get? Imidul Kuchas, Jibi Ma'ar, that's not Mezuyas. So why can't there Eidus be enough to allow her to get? I mean, if you hold that it's enough vis-a-vis the Baal, why maybe it could be? I don't know. It's a good question. Could they also be enough? Once you plug the hole about Mezuyah based on Anu Shulchan, so maybe it would be enough to get the Ksuba. Good question, but maybe why shouldn't it necessarily work? If you accept their Eidus that they're Shulchan, then it limits the possibility that it was Mezuyah. So then maybe the Kruchos couldn't tie in its Mezuyah. What do you mean?
Yeah, I just thought it sounded like we assume he did it Kadin, but it doesn't.
Okay, doesn't, if it was Kadin, that's the point, it's not Mezuyah. Yeah, Ida.
So by us saying, like we said before, that really we, according to Tosos, that we are going to be full shit ourselves to get. So this, let's say the funny nafam is there to be our full shit ourselves. So according to this shot, when you have, let's say they are shluchim of the Baal, but they weren't there at the writing or signing of it.
Right.
So why am I not still chushed
that? So why do I want to be chushed? We're going to see Tos going to say something at the end that let's be chushed to something. Look at the very end of the Tos. But what are you asking? Now, once you accept their testimony that they're shulchim, so what does that show? That it's not true that the Baal is going to say, well, kesavtim, it's not, I didn't write it. You did, obviously, you did write it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be that he made you shulchim. Obviously, he wrote the get and gave it to the shulchim. Otherwise, so that's connected the Baal's era. Anu Shluchim is again, it's not Kiyum Mamish, but it accomplishes what Kiyum accomplishes. That the Baal can't say anymore that it's Mizuyev.
But why can't we just say that the Shluchim themselves? Like If they were never there at the
Rebbe,
it might be
what? Give me the scenario. Tosis is going to ask something soon. But maybe we have to know what Tosis means at the end. Maybe the Baal is Mizuyev. Okay, that's where we're going. That's the last line of Tosis. For now, what hole have we plugged? What potential ziyuf is no longer existent? That someone else wrote it. The lokasavtim of Rashi. Lokasavtim of Rashi. Because they say, we're shluchim. Now, not so simple. Tosis says, so that's a Gemara. Now, what Gemara did Tosis find? Tosis doesn't quote Tezayin, he quotes a Gemara Daf Hei. Again, we're not going to see it now fully, but we have to see at least what Tosis references. Says they can see about shochem the sulam mehem and lomalo shelachdim the hachem inu come on. Yomar daf he says shnayim ain't speak no gom for nechtam uma iluyom fenenu girsha milo mehemni. Period. In the comma, like that's what we say there. What does the Gemara say? This Gemara comes in with this question: shnayim sheviu get dinasayam. Do they have to say b'fanai or not? That was asked of Rav Huna. Amalei ain't speakin, and his explanation is. Could they not have said, we saw the Gershon happen in front of us? They're two Edom after all. and they believed. So how does that speak to what Tosa is saying? Tosa says that the point is they're believed to say we're shluchim. The hakam it'll come on. And what does it say? That they can say we're shluchim? No, it doesn't say that. They can say b'fanenu girsha. That's why they believe, that's why they don't see the funny, because they can. So what does Tosa have in mind? What does it mean? Umayu yopnenu girsha. What does it mean? Pashu, touch the words. So one way to read it is, by the way, look to Rashi. Has Rashi read that Gemara? Kulomar. What's Umayu yom? What does it mean, Umayu yom? Again, we'll see that Gemara is going to have a lot of pshat. Rashi says, Kulomar, imratzu hein omim anu me'idim shagirsha v'nasim l'get o shkuch aget. What do we call that? One word. Migo. So in other words, they believed because they could have said that we saw the Gerushin happen in front of us. So if we're going to assume for now that that's what Tosfos had in mind, the Peshat that Rashi gives in that Gemara, so how does it mean Hachi Amina? In other words, that what are they actually saying? Baal Sentas. And what the Gemara is saying is you believe them, that, and the Baal is not believed to dispute that fact, that they say we were sent by the Baal, because they have a Migo that they could have said, we saw the Gerushin. So everyone asked me a question. Somebody asked me a question. So that's why they believe to say Shulchan, because they could have said Fanenu Gersha. No, ask me a question. Somebody. Aaron. What do you need a Migo for? Okay, someone give me an answer. What do you need an answer? What do you need a Migo for? I can't believe them because they said, they're coming to say Eidus Shulchan. So why do you have to come on to a Migo to believe them to say Shulchan? Anyone?
But if the Baal comes and claims something, then why
they... I'm saying, but they're two Edom and they tell you, so the two Edom, you believe Edom. Why don't you believe them? They're telling you the Shluchim, so the Baal is wrong. Obviously, they're telling you the Shluchim. Why do you need to come up to Migo to give believe them? Good. Okay, good. I want to get it out of you. Okay. There's a sugya for Shliach Nasa Ed. It comes up later also. Kedushin. Shliach Nasa Ed. Gemara's going to have it also in the part of the Shachvitai, Rabbi and Rabbi, Shliach Nasa Eid. So, not so simple. Can a Shliach be an aid if he's saying that he's, that he did a Shlichus? That's what that issue is. So, now, this is what, I make this up, the Chassam Sofer has this suggestion that the issue has to be that Shliach can be, why can a Shliach be an aid? What's the issue? He's a Baldover. There's a couple of problems with this Mahalach, though. So this would be a way to think about it. Because normally a Shliach can't be an aid because he's a Baldover. He can't be an aid on himself. So therefore you have to give them their manus to say we're Shluchim. With Amigo, they could have said we saw the Gerushin. And that's why the belief to say we're Shluchim. That would be the way Tosfos is learning the Gemara. So number one, does this really fall into the problem of Ein Shliach Nasa Eid? In other words, typically, Ein Shliach Nasa Eid has to do with their testifying that they carried out the Shlichus. Here, the Eidus is just that we're Shluchim. Maybe it's not the same issue. But I ask you even further than that. Do you really need them? You say, no, that's talking about yourself. Right? That's still, you're talking about yourself. So first of all, how does Migo help you if your problem is you don't have a nemanus? So we give you a Migo, so you have a nemanus. But the problem is you can't be made on yourself, you're Baldover. So Migo's going to change that? Oh, it's so hard to know. How does Migo help? Also, do you really need to say that you are a Shliach? What do you really have to be saying? What's really the main thrust of what you're saying? Let's say you say the Baal send, we saw the Baal send it to someone else. Or the Baal gave it to us, that it should end up being by the woman as Gerushin. You know already it wasn't Messiah, right? So the fact that they're Shluchim as Shluchim LaHalacha is not really essential to their Eidus, what we need to know about their Eidus. So really, that why should therefore need a migel? Why is that a problem of shliach nasei? The shlichus is not the edus. The edus is just that we're able to get out of what they're saying that it was obviously that the baal kasav is again. Again, but this is it's a not a simple pshat. So we have to know maybe Tosis meant something else with the Gemara Daf Hey. Obviously, the question is very, you know, very striking, because Tosis, like in one sentence, says, "Oh, it's because they say we're shluchim, the Baal's not believed. The Hachem will come on, and what does it come on that they believe because they can be finem girsa." Tosis takes that to say that they can believe to say they're shluchim. But this is definitely one mahalach that you could, if you go with the approach of Rashi and Gemara. Let me see if Chassam Sefer is here in Daf Hey. Let me see. It's in Daf Hey. Let's see. Yeah, it's in here. It's here, actually. Yeah, the Chassam Sefer is at the very end of the piece that he has on a Siyur Beit Rei. Here's what he says. Yeah. Tzarech lo mad'oma ha'shas ma'il yom fenenu girsa v'lo omar ha'tam ha'amiti. What's the tam ha'amiti? Kevan sheshtem be'idim sheshochem ha'bal. So then everything goes well from there, because now no other chashash. So he's going to say in a minute, we're not chashash that he's mekalkel har. So why does Mara say something other than the real reason? Mara should say, why are you not having to say the funny? Because you said the Baal Shocha. Sarach Lomar, says the Chassam Sofer, Dulo mehemni b'hachi, da'avi kim'idim al atzman shenasu shuluchim. Because by itself you wouldn't believe them, because it's like they're talking about themselves. Mishmachi kamat de shenasu shuluchim ne'manim b'migu de'bay amru b'faneinu girsha. But then he has a problem, another problem. He has his own problem with this, because it's a whole shayla whether you say migu by true edim. Migu de betray, lo amin and lo am yesh liyashim. This is a Tosis I think in Cheska Sabbatim, because there's a slur to say that since you have two people here, how do you know both of them would both have of the same mind, consider the other possibility? If it's one person, so say, believe my Tana X, because you can say Tana Y. When you have Adam already, you two people, it's more complicated. So it could be the Chal is no Migu by two. So he asked that, Yesh Liyashe. So there's a number of, you know, weak links here with this chat, but this is what we have so far. The Chassam Sofer says that the Gemara means Migu, like Rashi learns. What does it say the word Migu? Ma Iu Yomru. Rashi says it's a Migu. Why do you need a Migu? Because otherwise they're made on themselves. L'chur, we're not so sure that it has to be viewed as that. Especially since you don't need to know that they're shluchim per se, you just have to know that the Baal wrote the get. So if they would say that someone else is the shliach, that was given to them, ultimately that the woman would give migration, also enough. And then the problem of migo de betray. But meanwhile, let's leave this on the side. Tosis has one other problem he has to address within the riva. Because, okay, so you know they're shluchim, you believe them that they're shluchim. But there's another problem. But for this, we're not afraid. What is that? Shema hechtim b'mezid edim suet. Maybe the Baal intentionally had signed on the get edim that are disqualified to be edim. That's what the Lashon suggests. Edim suet. Meaning what? Pashup shah. What is edim suet? Give me an example. Edim suet. Yeah, those examples. Rishoyim, Gazlanim, Karov, Krovim. So he purposely signed on this get, Edim Suin. Now, let's explain. What does Tosis mean? That we're Choshesh? No. Why would we be Choshesh? What does Tosis mean to ask? Tosis is asking, how is it going to be enough that you don't need to say Befanai? Nechta Befanai Nechta. Because you can have them say that we're Shluchim, maybe what? Maybe the Baal did this, or maybe what? What do you think Tosis means? Maybe he'll be Ma'ar. We should be Choshesh. Tosfos can't mean we're going to Choshesh. Why should we be Choshesh? The issue is we should be Metakin B'fanai K'neged the Ir Haba. what Irabal did we think about until now? The Irabal that's Mizrif of Lokasafti, I didn't write it, and so. But there's another thing he can come in and argue. What could he come in and lodge a complaint to Ben Zaget who say that it had Adam Suet? So he'll be Ma'arer and say that he was Machdim Krovin. So the answer is, so therefore you need to have a Befanai, Nechtefanai Nechtam, that they can say we saw it being signed. The Mistama Tosis has to respond. The Keva the Shalch will get Kidinaso, the Eino Chashel Achshila. If he sent, once we know he sent the get, then we have to assume that it was done properly because we're not going to suspect that he's coming to undermine her and make problems for her. No, that's one way to read the Edom Sulim of Tosis. So the Edom Sulim means Krovim, Rishayim. Does that sit well with you, that pshat? What do you think? What, Berknoam, what do you think?
I just have a question on that.
Is that how you read the Tosis? How did you read the Tosis? Edom Sulim.
Force.
Ah, so you have another suggestion. You want to say, okay, how many people learned Sofar the way we just Sofar just said it? Nobody? I mean, the words, Edom Sulim. No. Yeah, sure. Yeah, good. No. Yeah, that's it? Only two? You don't have to hesitate. No?
I have a question.
You have a question? No. Hechtam Edom Sulim means he has Edom who are Krovin, and he wants to mess her up, and now he's Ma'ar. That's what he did. That ear is not accepted. I mean, the words read. But you're suggesting an alternative, Shat. You're saying, maybe that's how I imagine if everyone else learned the Tosis, and it has to be only one other way to read it, right? So what did you say means? The words are not as precise, but what does this mean? The Baal forged signature. So it's not have to be the Shulim as, you know, it's that, it's not, the whole thing is not non-issue. Now, in the Rush, for example, maybe that's where you were, you know, led to see Tosis. When the Rush brings this issue up, he mentions it earlier, right? And maybe that's of Gilead Tosis, because maybe it's also in the Piskei Rush, see? Look at the Lashon of the Piskei Rush, it's a little more clear. Umefarish Riva in Simon Beis. Umefarish Riva. See it? It's in the left column in Oz Vahadar. It's the sixth line or so. Fifth line. Umefarish Riva. Jasu Beitre, the Amri Shabal Shalcham, the Sulo Mehemin Baal Memer Lo Shalachtim, right? Hilkach, the Rava Lo Tzarech, you don't have to be funny. The Cave and the Vade Shalcham, once we know he certainly sent them as Shluchim, Lo Chashinan what? Look at the Lashon HaRash, we're both like clear. Lo Chashinan what? Shema Zifo Habal. So here, it means Yishami like that, but here already, maybe it's a Gilead Tosis, that the Kavana of, and you see the Maram Shif also, the Toch Advan says like this, Tosis meant, what about the possibility that the Baal was Mizayef, he calls Edom Sulim, meaning that they were not, the whole thing was a farce. And that's something we're not going to consider. And if the ear would, of the Baal of such a thing would not get off the ground, the Enochashil Kav Miskaven. Again, when you first read the Tosis, you think he means that Stam he saw an Edom Krovim or whatever. But the thing is, if that were the issue, a number of problems. I want to rebut that possible reading as we first read it. First of all, then what would solve the problem? What would Tosis mean? So what would solve the problem? Maybe it was Krovin. So what's the answer? So we should attack in what?
Fine.
Yeah, and how would that help?
Not
does he know if they're Krovin? And he sees Adam people signing. How would he know
maybe
if they're Krovin?
Maybe it's Rishayim.
What? Yeah, maybe Rishayim, does he know?
Not
right. So if the Baal is Mizayev Chasimus, that's what I saw people signing. I saw it being signed by flesh and blood people, not by the Baal. So that's Tosis Kasha. Maybe the Baal is Mizayif Chasimos, so you should need Befanei for that. And that's Mefurish in the Rush. That was the issue. Moreover, if the issue was that Stam, maybe the Krovim that signed, so why would this Kasha be only brought in over here, right now, in connection to Tosis Pratis Yul Beitrei, that don't have to say Befanei? Could I not ask this Kasha every time there's a halacha of the Fanai, as I noted, because the Shliach can't really know, right? So really, the Kasha, Tosfos has to give a Teretz, Ein Hachash Shliach Shila, right? But if this were a Kasha and a Teretz, that maybe it's Edim Krovim, so really, what would I be asking this on the case of the Siu Beit Rei, or on every situation of Hamevi Gemdin Sayam, that the Shliach is in the Fanai? Let me ask a Kasha. How do you know? Maybe the Abaus, maybe the signature was by Edim Krovim, Psulim. The Shliach would be able to discern. He would be able to know all the time if they're related, or if they're Rishayim, if they're Pasul Edus. All he knows is that the Edim sign. And you want to give the Teretz, give the same Teretz. In a Chash L'Achshila. But Tosfos is discussing the question and answer specifically in the context of Asiyo Beit Rei, right? Again, and the Rush is Meforsh, that that's the issue. So Tosfos, so Chor, the Pshan Tosfos, and again, you'll see the Maram Shif, I think it's clear, he also understood it this way, but the Rush is itself a Gili on this. The answer is, why can't this be a possibility? Why can't the Baal be Ma'arer and say that I was Mizayif, the Chasimah Sa'edim, so I gave it to the Shulchan, yeah, but why did I give it to the Shulchan? I get Mizayif. So, and they already, on the Shulchan is not going to help. The only thing that's going to help is what? Is what? Connected such an error, what could help? What could only what could help? No, what's going on? What? In other words, then he sees it. He testifies that he saw it in Simon. So that's Tosfos Kash. So again, how are we reading Tosfos at the end? So the Riva learns you don't need to say Befanai by Siu Beit Rei. Why? Because they are saying we're Shluchim. How can you believe in the Shluchim? So that's the Hey. So we're going to learn it's Amigo. Otherwise, you wouldn't believe them to say on themselves. That's the Chsam Sof. What are they answering? So what's the Amigo? They could have said B'nai Nes Gersha. Fine. So now we'll learn it that way. Meanwhile, that serves a purpose, just like Kiyam would allow us to know it's not Mesuyif and there's no way the Baal can be Ma'ar anymore. So too, if they say we're Shluchim and you accept that as you believe them, then there's no way the Baal can be Ma'ar. I went to Baal be Ma'ar and say I was mizayef the chasima sa'edim, and I gave it to the I gave a get mizayef to the shuluchim. The answer is that won't be an error, and therefore, if that were true, then what should we require? What should we be required that he have to say b'fayin nechtam, which would clearly state that there were edim that were signing, not the baal's mizayef chasima sa'edim. Okay, the edim suim is a little bit not so precise. The Russian suim means it's not really edus; it's just the whole thing is. That would be the ear, and the answer is, so they should be funny for that. The answer is, that's not going to carry any weight, such a taina. Why? Because Eino Chashud Lachshila. We don't think that he's going to cause that kind of a problem for her to do such a thing. But in theory, were it not for that Svara, the Koach to be Ma'arer would have included an ear, not just of Rashi's variety, of Lokasavtim. But an era of I was Mizayif. Interesting. And what would you say, for example, by Maminus? Not by Get? By Isha. When we talk about Tanis Mizayif in the world of Malva Belova, I know, what would that be? What would be the equivalent of such a Taina? So who would say, I was, maybe the Taina would be, it's not a good Get, it's not a good Starova, maybe what? Maybe the Lova did what? Put Edim on the star that says that he borrowed money from Shimon and the whole thing never happened. Could that be such a taina? So whoever, I don't know your money. This star of us says I borrowed money from you. I just set it all up to look funny that I borrowed money. I put Edim on the signature says I borrowed money from you. Could such a taina carry weight? Why not? You see, if not for the svara over here of Eino Chashud Achshila, the person could taina such a thing, right? Tos has to respect. So you need b'fanai connected that. No, there is Eino Chashud Achshila. So what would be in the case of Malva Belova? Could such a taina? Typically, what is Tanis Mizuyif? What would until this Tosis? What would we think about Tanis Mizuyif? What does Tanis Mizuyif mean? It was forged by another party, right? But not the party to which it's relevant to. Tosus is introducing within Tanis Mezuyev, again, this is an error of the Baal, right? That he, maybe he was Mezayev the Chasima Sa'edim. So by get, he's saying, Inuch HaShulach Shila. What would be in a case of Mamanus? Guy Gavna?
No. I mean, what would be chashud? He's going to be machshel himself.
Okay,
I mean,
okay. So you want to carry over?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
pass. Okay, it's not bad.
Baal,
not bad.
For him to want to
you want to carry over? You're the svara, the inner chashud. But in theory, that means that it's interesting. Like he's saying, you're going to have to use the same type of logic. Okay, I want to think about this a little bit together. Like it's really, again, the words of Tosis could lend themselves to two different perushim. Each of one has its strengths and weaknesses. From the lashon perspective. What did Tosus mean at the end to ask? Lahalo Chashinan, what did he mean to ask? From the language, what does it sound like Tosus is asking? Maybe he signed, he had them sign Krovim, Psulim on the get. So real people signed, but problematic Aiden, right? Puzzle aid. The words fit, the difficulty with that pshat, with that reading of Tosus is what? Let's go. What? Then ask the kasha. Well, first, how does the funai solve it? And then ask the same. Right, ask, and then ask the same kasha the funai and give the same parrots. Why is it coming up over here? Kasha says, how is under shluchim going to help? And how is the funai going to help? You want to come on to the parrots and ask the kasha under funai and answer the same parrots. But why is it only coming up over here? Furthermore, I guess you can also pose another way. And let's say you did a bishogeg. Maybe didn't know they were pasul, and now will come later and say, oops, I didn't realize that they were my krovim. I didn't know that they had a record of being a bali avera. I know they were, whatever. So maybe have mishogeg. What happened to that possibility? The other way to read Tosus is, and this, we got this from the Rush, is that what will be ma'arer? That I was Messiah. And then Tosus has to give the terrors in a chashugach shila. Who had questions? No? Nobody? All right, so we'll try to finish these in Yanim up. And then we have to also, of course, resolve what else did we leave hanging? What else is difficult after everything, after all of this? No, what else is difficult? So we still have to deal with the issue of the Gemara Daf Hey, exactly what would that mean? We had a suggestive shot. And what else is difficult? No, what else have we left unresolved? Rashi is good, everybody? I mean, if you like the pshat, at least it's good. Or is there still a weak link in Rashi separate from the pshat? In other words, that explains Daf Tazayin. What else does Rashi need to address? Daf Hey. There was a Gemara Daf Hey. What's the Gemara saying Daf Hey? That you ain't a tzvichin. Why? But for Neno Girsha. Does that sound like Rashi Tazayin? Sounds a whole different issue. Like, what about Rashi with vis-a-vis the Sugya Daf Hey? Okay, everybody. Good. Let's roll it. Whatever.